from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Not to what Vern had to say when he joined us in the studio. First show on 96.5, The Fan. Thanks for joining us. Probably some of you have never listened to the show for the first time, so we appreciate you guys giving us a shot today as your new home in Kansas City for sports. And 96.5, The Fan, the home of the Chiefs, Royals, K-State, and Missouri Tigers. You'll hear all their games. Then once we get into the start of college football season, then starting tomorrow, you're going to hear Royals baseball right on this station. You're going to hear Chiefs football on Saturday right here on 96.5, The Fan. And our numbers have changed a little bit, not only frequency, but also the text line, the phone line, 913-586-7965. That's 586-7965. And show us that you've changed your preset in your car. We've got on Facebook and Twitter two contests going on right now. If you go to our Facebook page for 96.5 The Fan or on Twitter for 96.5 The Fan, just reply with a photo or video showing that you got 96.5 The Fan as a preset. We've got our Cody and Gold Guillotine League draft coming up. We have 10 spots. We're going to randomly pick between Facebook and Twitter 10 people that tweet us or post on Facebook that preset. And you'll be in our Cody and Gold Guillotine League. Remember, the winner of the Guillotine League gets free wings for a year. Just a different way to play fantasy football for those that never heard Guillotine League.
Yeah, Guillotine League is just everybody gets one team and the lowest scoring team is chopped at the end of the week. Those players become available for bid and you keep going like that until you slowly eliminate teams. So teams get better and better. You get down to 5, 6, 4 teams. Somebody has to get eliminated week one. Happens every single year. It is a sad state of affairs when it goes down, but somebody's got to be eliminated week one. But it is a really fun way to do it. We like to have a lot of fun with it on the show. We typically find other prizes for you as well. But at the very least, wings for a year on the line.
I think that's the best way to play. That was the first year last year that I had ever done a guillotine league. And it was very exciting. And if you get knocked out, it's, you know, you don't want to get knocked out. But a lot of people, sometimes you tend to just not be interested in week 15 anymore.
It's the workplace league. If you sit around in a cubicle with 18 of your coworkers and like, let's do a fantasy league, and you know Brenda is not going to set her lineup every week 5, week 9, week 12, just do a guillotine league. She didn't set her lineup, her team gets chopped, and all of her players are available, and you don't care. That's why it's a great workplace league, is that for the people who give up, their team will go away for the rest of the season. You won't have to worry about them anymore.
So that's going on our Facebook and Twitter pages as well. So I saw one thing that was mentioned about the Chiefs and what they've been doing during this dynasty and their run that I don't think it's talked about enough. We always know about the divisional record they're searching for with the Patriots for consecutive division titles. We know they're going for a three-peat, which has never happened in NFL history. But they also are only too shy of most consecutive seasons in the postseason. And right now the odds makers have the Chiefs with an implied probability of making the playoffs at 84%. And your first reaction might be like, it's only 84%? even though we all in Kansas City feel like it's a 99.9% chance to make the playoffs, the odds are never going to replicate that.
They should. They should change the odds.
84% implied probability. They have nine straight. Ties the Colts from 02 to 2010. Ties the Cowboys from 75 to 83. This is another part of how do you become the greatest dynasty of all time? A lot of this is going to get solved in the next 2 years. And a three-peat goes a long way. But I'm not just talking about catching the Patriots. Yeah, that helps. But if you become maybe the best dynasty in the NFL, well, then you're all of a sudden putting yourself in a category where you could go down as one of the greatest in sports history. And that's what's in front of the Chiefs still.
I think if you three-peat, you are. Just done. You would be the only NFL team ever to three-peat. You would have four Super Bowl titles in the last, 6 years? And you would have seven straight to win the Super Bowl. Seven straight AFC title game appearances. That'd be the second most all time. One behind the Patriots. Second most playoff appearances or third most, whatever, playoff appearances of all time. You already have the second longest divisional record of all time. And you'd have all the rings. How would it not be one of the single greatest dynasty in sports, rivaling that of the UCLA college basketball, or I don't care if you're the Lakers guy or the Bulls in the 90s, because the Bulls, I mean, six in 8 years and only the six that Michael Jordan actually played. That probably in my lifetime, for my memory, is the greatest single dynasty of all time from a football perspective. To win 4 out of 6 years and do all those things, that's just as good as what the Bulls did. It's harder in the NFL than just having Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, two top 50 players of all time to do it. But all it takes is winning one more Super Bowl. No big deal, Gold. Just winning one more Super Bowl and you do it. I honestly think you're probably right. Some of it's just been underplayed because we're focused on the Super Bowl part, not the greatest dynasty. We're focused on will Mahomes be the greatest quarterback of all time, not the are they the greatest dynasty. We're focused on other parts of the whole.
Because right now it feels like this consecutive playoff stretch feels like, you know, as long as Andy's here, it's not going anyway. It's not going away. So 13 in a row, 14 in a row. Like, that doesn't even seem crazy. They're at 9 right now.
If you made me put an over under, I'd put it like 13, 14 and a half. Because Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are together for at least the number I'm giving you under contract.
Under contract, which of course could change. But that means you're probably getting to 13 at minimum. And then after that, it's up in the air a little bit more. Yes, we understand that injury changes a lot of this, but we're presuming that Patrick Mahomes is healthy. Tom Brady would have had more than 11 straight playoff appearances if he didn't get hurt, too.
Yeah, yes. I mean, he would have had, I think, 17 in a row if the year that they hadn't made the playoffs. Honest to God, if they only came one game short. They ended up one game short. They actually finished in a tie, one game short of the Miami Dolphins. It was the Tony Sparano Wildcat year that they managed to not make the postseason. Had they made the postseason that year, in which they were, again, had the same record as a team who made the postseason but lost the tiebreaker, they would have made 17 in a row. That's why I'd set the number at 14 and a half, because I think when you have Patrick Mahomes and you have Andy Reid, you're just going to do it. That playoff record started with Alex Smith. So let's just take Andy Reid out of the equation. Well, now I got Patrick Mahomes. So if Andy could do it with Alex Smith, Pat can go to the playoffs without Andy Reid. We're not talking about winning Super Bowl titles or maintaining their consecutive AFC title game appearances. We're talking about making the playoffs. Find me a year in which you think Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback of this team that they don't have. What's the minimum to get in the playoffs every year? 10?
Now
10
with
and
the
7?
New, yeah, probably now with the new...
And an extra playoff spot? Yeah. That makes it even easier, Gold. There's a whole extra playoff spot to get in than half of that run from Tom Brady. I'm not sure. This might be good. I don't think Patrick Mahomes, barring health, unless he got hurt for the year for some reason, I don't think Patrick Mahomes will go a single season without making the playoffs. I think he will spend his entire career in the playoffs in Kansas City.
Well, I think that's fair to say if you take the injury part out of it, because look at Tom Brady's career. Look at Aaron Rodgers' career, right? It's mainly been injuries at times when he hasn't made it. So if we're talking about, and I don't know every single year in front of me with Joe Montana, but I'm guessing when we're talking about the greatest of all times, we're talking about Brady and we're talking about Montana and Mahomes and Bradshaw, any of these guys.
That Nobody says Bradshaw's, but yeah.
But at their point in time, before Joe Montana and before Tom Brady, people were thinking it was Bradshaw. So I'm just saying one time those guys, when they were healthy, they probably were making the playoffs every year. So yes, Patrick Mahomes getting past 11 consecutive seasons in the playoffs, he's two away from that. There's no reason to believe that's not happening.
He's so, two more seasons away, if there's one Super Bowl title in any of it, he's essentially going to match the single greatest dynasty of all time, which is the Patriots of our life. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's football dynasty. That's the single best dynasty, because it was 10 years long, and they won a bunch of titles, and they went to every AFC title game. They're two away from the AFC title game record. You say two away from tying. They're two away from tying the playoff record. How many are they away from tying the division? Two of that, too?
I believe so.
So, I mean, we're two seasons away from being like, well, they've accomplished everything Tom Brady and the Patriots did as a team, just as long as they win one more Super Bowl during that time. Technically, by the way, they don't even have to do that. Patrick Mahomes, three Super Bowl titles by this age. Tom Brady didn't get four for a... Like, he won... It's so weird. He had the weirdest, not the weirdest.
Well, the Patriots had two dynasties,
yeah.
Basically.
He won three in the early set, and then he won a bunch more later. Like, after a decade, he won a bunch more later.
And you can't count on those. That's why I think people will look, yes, Mahomes is pacing above Brady.
But he's got to get more now.
Feel like you got to get it while Andy's still your head coach, while Travis Kelce's still your tight end.
Yeah. Get the later one. You only have to get one or two.
When you're in your prime. Because thinking, like, I know Mahomes is, of course, different and incredible. But thinking that you're just going to get three or four in the age of 37 to 42 is just not realistic. So I think you need to get two or three over the next four or five, or over the next 5 years to really give yourself a shot.
That's probably fair. I mean, I think you got to be pacing ahead of him because I still assume there will be like a 5 year sabbatical when they don't. I don't know. It's just so hard because I have a hard time imagining a world in which Patrick Mahomes isn't in the Super Bowl. He is more likely to win a Super Bowl than not. He's more likely to go to a Super Bowl than not go to a Super Bowl in his career. He is more likely to go to the overtime of the AFC title game than anything else because he's done that in every single year he started. So it's so hard to imagine a world in which he's not winning Super Bowls.
He's 15-3 in the playoffs, right?
It's so ridiculous.
I think that's right. Yeah, he's 15-3.
He's got two overtime losses to the Patriots and the Bengals, and then he's got the Super Bowl loss to Tom Brady. That's it.
The only regulation playoff / Super Bowl loss he has was to Brady in the Super Bowl. That's it. That's crazy. He's 15-1 as far as I'm concerned in terms of in regulation in the playoffs.
Yeah, or 15 or 13-1-2.
Sure.
Like, we've talked about this before. That is, if you want to, like, you're tossing out some stats about this dynasty that seem absurd. The most absurd stat of any for Patrick Mahomes for me is the one that you're getting, not just the one from come behind. There's a million of them because that's how great he is. The fact that the worst Patrick Mahomes as a starter has ever finished in any season that he's been a quarterback in the NFL is an overtime loss in the AFC title game. That's his worst year. He's never done worse than that. How's that even possible? So, like, I mean, it took five damn quarters to beat the man in the AFC title game is the worst he's ever done. So, I mean, there's so many stats to support it. But, yeah, I hope they go two more years, win another Super Bowl, and then we get to just hang up banner as greatest dynasty ever, only three-peat ever. They got a lot on the line this year, and I told you that pressure kicks up. Just not till later in the year.
Yeah, once the postseason starts. That the conversation's out there, but once the postseason starts, when they're three wins away potentially or four wins away, depending on how the playoffs are looking, from actually doing it, that's when it becomes so real and where every interview they do, they're asked about it. Right now, they get asked about it. I mean, Mahomes had Alex Smith on. They were on an interview yesterday or whatever
it was. Yeah, it was really good.
And that got brought up. Of course, it seems easy to dismiss it if you're a player and not focus on it in August. But I think easier said than done when they get to January 15th and it's the AFC divisional round or something.
Well, they haven't had to worry about it because the division's so easy. Like, they really don't need to. Whereas if they were in the AFC North, not that it... they can't make the playoffs, but you're more in line to get a wild card game or the extra round, a lower seed. You have to go on the road more often. Where they've been so good, they've just dominated the division.
Yeah, I mean, they were a wild card game this year.
Question until they make it.
And
the
other impressive part about the dynasty that because someone's gonna be like, well, Tom Brady, there are only six playoff teams. Yeah, two got a bye.
Yeah,
every year you got to play a lot more home games.
Yeah,
lot less playoff games. Because you could be the number two seed in the NFL right now. You're still playing on wild card weekend.
You could argue
still
got to
do some heavy lifting.
The AFC has been harder in Mahomes' time than
absolutely.
In
That's
Brady's
not even
time.
Arguing. It absolutely.
Peyton and Ben Roethlisberger, and that was really it in terms of legitimate threat. Where there's more in the AFC, especially this year included.
It's way deeper. AFC's got the five best quarterbacks in the league right now.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not close at this current. You know, we'll see. Maybe that changes with Caleb Williams in the next year or so. But right now, that is absolutely the case. And certainly with Jalen Hurts needing to bounce back to prove, that he was the guy that we all saw just a year ago that was an MVP candidate and playing at such a high level prior to the injury he had. And then he played great in the Super Bowl, still lost, but he played great in the Super Bowl, and last year was a mess. And now we find out that maybe there was some relationship issues with Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. That all has to get sorted out.
Situation.
I'm stunned to find out that Sirianni might be hard to get along with.
What would make you think that?
Nothing about his attitude this entire time or the way he acted after a Chiefs regular season win would give me any indication that Nick Sirianni might be a challenge to get along with. It seems like such a level-headed,
that franchise
even-tempered guy.
If you deal with him, you got to do a Big Dom.
That franchise is held together, Drew, by Big Dom. That's right. That's holding, Big Dom Big is Dom. Holding everything together. This is 96.5 The Fan here. It's Cody and Gold. It's Alex Gold. It's Cody Tapp. It's Drew Nixon. Thanks for checking out the show. Some of you maybe for the very first time. At some point in time, you'll hear Cody singing. So if you want your music fixed, that'll come eventually. Don't worry.
Yeah,
that'll eventually come.
I'd still like it to be today, but now we've run out of time.
I think direct conversation with the boss on air. That got shut down today. That got shut down today. One thing that I don't know why
hurts
people are even trying to do, and that is change up Oreos. Did you see the latest with this? And I'm not an Oreo fan.
There's already a lot of kind of.
There's
Oreos.
Already a ton. They got like the dark side Oreo things now or whatever.
There's ones with all kinds of peeps in the middle.
Mint Oreos now.
There's all kinds of monstrous Oreos.
Never
What's
been an
now?
Oreo fan anyway, but Oreo and a Coca-Cola are launching an Oreo flavored Coke Zero and Coke flavored cookie. Because why not? I guess is how they view it, and people I guess will try this, but I don't know what it is like. I just never was a fan of Oreos to begin with. And I know
just
they have
the
a ton.
Oreo?
Yeah, just, even the original, the OG.
So Coke isn't doing. I just want to make sure they're not doing like an Oreo flavored Coke, are they?
Oreo flavored Cokes? Yeah. So yes.
They're actually swapping
Oreo flavored Coke Zero and Coke flavored cookie. I don't think there's a Coca-Cola Oreo drink. Coke Oreo that's flavored Coke Zero and Coke flavored.
Okay.
Okay, so as much as this sounds ludicrous, because I'm not really sure how chocolate and Coke will go together, depending, like Coke-flavored gummies. What's to say that Coke can't work as like a slushy? People use Coke as a flavor for a number of other things. Why couldn't it work in an Oreo? This sounds better than my kids had, we were at a thing once, and they had like Sour Patch-flavored Oreos.
Well, that seems better.
So like, really?
Because I don't like the taste of Oreos to begin with.
Those, yeah.
So you want more of a Sour Patch flavor?
Yeah, because I just don't like. I've never been a fan of Oreos. The cookie, the dryness of the whole thing. I didn't really like it. People would put them in shakes or McFlurries. Never liked them in those either. Like the McFlurry, when I had it, it was with M&Ms, not with the Oreo bits.
My wife loves Oreos in shakes.
Well, I think I'm in the minority with the Oreo take. I get that, but just. Yeah, there's never something.
I think
Oreos, like, your kids eat Oreos?
They do. I would say I think Oreo is better as an ingredient cookie than a standalone cookie. Oreo and some ice cream, we're having a conversation.
Yeah.
Oreo mixed into some stuff, okay. Oreo's a standalone cookie, it's fine. I'm not going to turn it down, a free Oreo, but there's just better cookies, that's all.
Way better.
There's also now, I will say, Chips Ahoy also stink. It's a terrible, dry-ass version.
The only Chips Ahoy.
Awful version of a chocolate chip cookie.
It is. The only Chips Ahoy you can get by with is they have the chewy ones now. They're like more. My favorite, though, like if you're talking about like the quick store-bought cookies like that, the Keebler Soft Batch. I'm sorry. Those are some of the best. You know, like if you're just about the quick package ones that you can get at a Quick Trip or your 7-Eleven or whatever, those are actually for a package cookie. They're not, you know, they're not dry.
Famous Amos than those, Chips Ahoy.
Oh, you're talking about dry. And I passed. He passed the owner. Namesake.
Wait, Famous Otis?
Passed away yesterday.
What?
Oh, dang.
R.I.P. For real?
Yeah.
If you're Chips Ahoy, if you have
timing.
To say that the cookies are less, if the cookies are softer or whatnot, less crisp or whatever, that's all you need to know about. If you have to make a soft batch cookie, that means that you have a problem.
Softer cookies are the best cookie anyway.
No, I disagree with that take.
I'm saying
I think all soft cookies are better.
No, I agree soft cookies are better, but I'm saying that means your original cookie isn't good. Like the fact that you have to make a separate one.
He's saying
your original cookie's not good enough.
He's saying original Chips Ahoy should have a little chew to it, and it doesn't. Thus making it an inferior cookie.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised you said the Famous Amos cookies.
I'm saying it rather than Chips Ahoy.
Those are super like dry and old school.
Yeah, but they're
like
smaller. You know, you can enjoy them in a more bite-sized nature versus a Chips Ahoy. It's not big enough to eat, or it's not small enough to eat in one bite. It's not big enough to necessitate two bites. It's just like eating a hardtack. Like, you know, like I'm digging trenches in the Civil War eating that thing. Just like, it's, Chocolate chip cookies are the easiest thing to make. I can make a chocolate chip cookie with no recipe, no problem. Five ingredients now. I'm not eating a Chips Ahoy.
But no, Wally Amos or whatever yesterday passed away at the age of 88. But you know the backstory with that whole thing. He kind of got screwed anyway.
No, I don't know.
What are you doing?
You're watching famous Amos documentaries?
Here's how I know. Only reason why I know. He was on Shark Tank for a different type of idea and snack that he had, and they explained the story. And basically, I'm paraphrasing, but he essentially kept selling more and more equity of his company. Unfortunately, he no longer really owned it. So the brand it's his name, but he never really profited the way that he could have profited at the time.
This is what you get on 96.5 The Fan. Famous lore.
He brought in outside investors, and then, But he was not part of it when they sold for $63 million. He did not get a chunk of the $63
million. Damn. That's tough. That's like that guy who started Victoria's Secret. That guy sold it for $1 million and then...
He thought he made a great deal at the time. There was a much bigger secret than he thought.
He took that $1 million and he just never lived it down, man. Regretted it the rest of his life.
Anytime the Victoria's Secret is brought up, I just remember the Charles Barkley... the women in San Antonio wear big old bloomers because Victoria is a secret down there. Whenever that's brought up, it's the first thing that comes to mind for me. I think you thought I was going in a different direction, but yes.
Chuck was doing an interview the other day, and we all know that NBA is not going to be on TNT anymore. It's going to NBC and Amazon Prime, et cetera. And he said he's turned down $100 million. He says he thinks he basically passed up $100 million by not leaving. Think about that.
Probably.
Think about it to be in that good of a financial spot already where you're like, $100 mil, no problem.
I will leave this show tomorrow, today, right now for $100 million.
I would hope so.
He said that he went back to Turner because he likes the people there and knew that a lot of them would be losing their jobs.
I respect that. And now, look, I always will say, way easier to make decisions like that when your net worth is already $60 million. But still, I applaud you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's doubling his net worth, though. I mean, it is easier to...
What do you think about the inside the NBA continuing even after there's no NBA and it's just called inside or whatever? I think that's a plan.
Are you going to flip over and watch that an NBA game that wasn't on that station?
I think they have developed a large enough audience, you might get people to tune into your show.
Yes, I think...
The diehards. The question is the casuals.
Yeah.
Probably not because you have to go
to
find it.
The new audience is the problem you have. Can you maintain an audience for the next 5 years? Yeah. But can you build a new audience? That's the problem. The people who finished up an NBA game who are 19 who like the sport and are just finding out about post-game stuff, slightly different. But maintain an audience for 5 years, probably.
I think the ticking time bomb on that show actually is Ernie Johnson. Whenever Ernie Johnson retires, it's done. I think it is.
They've been grooming the replacement.
Adam Lefkoe.
Who's
very good.
Friend of the show.
I just think that...
It's been a while since we had him.
It's not the same. Obviously, it wouldn't be the same without Charles, but there's days that they're off and Ernie's off too, but Ernie's the godfather. Like, as soon as Ernie's gone, it's officially never going to be the same, and that might be just where you end it.
Adam Lefkoe was heavily involved in our NBA Top Shot era.
So those were good days.
I did fill out my paperwork for my class action lawsuit against.
We're going to get 14 cents for every.
Oh, good job!
For NBA every Top Shot. How many moments do you think you owned over the course of time? 100. You think you owned 100, Top Shot moments over
Maybe,
the course?
Maybe. So I'm going to get a huge check.
That was like a COVID thing, wasn't it?
It was a whole thing on our show. And for those that aren't familiar with NBA Top Shot that are new listening, many years ago during COVID, the NFT boom was at its all-time high, and we made some money as a show, and these packs were pretty limited edition, and we had some fun with that. Joe Ingles, or whatever it was,
And then the one moment I'll never forget. So we're opening up these packs. There were digital money. And at the time, they were worth money because they had limited the stock so much that you could pretty much immediately flip them for a profit, which is what we were doing on the show. And we were getting ready to open a rare pack that one of us had gotten, and we decided we were all in together. We were doing as a unit. And I said, hey, just real quick, what is the worst player we could get in this entire pack? And your answer?
Bull.
And sure enough, first thing, flip the digital card over. Bull. Mitchell Robinson was the other one.
I'm so glad we sold those, though. We made the right decision selling them as soon as possible.
What do you think our bull's worth now,
Oh, like $70 max.
You think it's worth that?
It may even be worth less.
I think it's probably worth less.
Was bull still in the league?
Yes, but not in a large playing time capacity.
Okay.
There's some guys who are still in the league that you're like, holy crap, they're still in there? Like, if you were to run down every single team's roster, you'd be
every
a
year,
surprised.
One of my favorite games for any sport, Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, is that guy's playing for who? or that guy retired?
Two days ago,
it was Tavon Austin. Tavon Austin retires from the NFL. I'm like, he wasn't retired? I haven't heard Tavon Austin's name since 2016. He was still in the NFL?
He was electric at one point in time. Back in college and high school was incredible. Obviously, never really
West
took
Virginia's
off.
Had a couple of electric players.
They certainly have. This is 96.5 The Fan. Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Up next, we'll get to what's trending and one decision it sounds like the Chiefs are making with their punt return game that's really disappointing. We'll explain why next.
This is Cody and Gold on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at Heartland Men's Health.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
.com.
Well, number one on what's trending is, well, we're 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Kansas City sports, home of the Chiefs, home of the Royals, home of K-State, home of Mizzou. Be catching those broadcasts right here on FM. A lot of people tweeting us today. We appreciate that. Saying we sound clear, crisp.
This is why I wanted the song.
Someone says it's like they got a new 4K TV. Same thing.
Oh, that's always, that was a weird moment. Kind of looks like you're watching a play when you get like the really good quality TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Reminder, if you have 96.5 The Fan as your preset, you should make it a preset. Preset number one, if we're being specific. And tag us on Twitter or Facebook. We have two posts up. If you want to spot in our Cody and Gold Fantasy Football Guillotine League, chance to win free wings for a year, just send us a screenshot. We'll randomly pick five people on Twitter, five people on Facebook.
Make it happen for you. That way we can get you following the show if you want. Follow us on social media as well, at Alex Gold, at Cody B. Tapp, and at... Oh, wait, hold on. I thought I had yours memorized.
Drew B. Nix.
I was a little bit worried there for a while when it was really messy. I couldn't remember what he
simplified it to. Yeah, it was a little complicated at the very beginning of my time here.
Drew B. Nix, much easier than that. Next up on What's Trending, Royals get game 3 of the series against Minnesota stave off the sweep, which has been kind of their thing a good chunk of the year. Cole Reagans gets the win for the Royals, and Bobby Wood Jr. hit an absolutely absurd home run. They are off today. They'll be back in action tomorrow to start a new series. And, of course, don't forget, you can hear that right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Up in St. Joe, it was the last day of Chiefs training camp today. A short practice as they had Military Appreciation Day, so more time for them to spend signing autographs and speaking to those that serve our country. That means training camp for 2024 completely in the books. Preseason, you got two more of those. One on Saturday right here on 96.5 The Fan. You'll hear Mitch Holthus, Danon Hughes, Josh Klingler, Dan Israel. Injury-wise, look, no Chris Jones today at practice, but don't freak out about it. That was, it's end of camp. He's a vet. They're going to be cautious, plus he really doesn't want to be at camp anyway.
If they were giving any indication, he said that.
And then like Juwan Taylor, after the shoulder injury yesterday, of course, not practicing. He's not going to play in the preseason game on Saturday. We already know that.
Although Tony and Luis Riis-Zamet did get back on a practice field today, so I've noticed.
My LRZ theory shot down quickly.
Nah, they could still flare up.
Still IR.
Flare
up. Still IR. Yeah.
Next on What's Trending, Bills linebacker Matt Milano has suffered a torn bicep in practice, is now out indefinitely. He does say he has some hopes of returning later on in the season, but this very well could be season-ending surgery for Matt Milano. It feels like he's missed more games than he has. It seems like he plays in like three games a year. He actually does play 13, 14, 15 games a year, but he always has something come up, and it's always right around the playoffs or seemingly when they're getting ready to take on the Chiefs. But Matt Milano out for a long time, going to put a lot of pressure on the third-round rookie that they drafted at his position. More importantly, the Bills just don't have the same level of roster talent as they've had before. If there's a team you want to predict, because every year there's playoff teams who don't make the playoffs, are the Bills the worst guess right now?
I mean, not the worst guess. I still think they're making the playoffs.
McDermott gets fired. They get a new coach for, Josh Allen. Yeah. They turn the whole thing over.
They just gave him a new extension. But
that doesn't stop people from firing.
Fair, very, very fair. It's not the worst guess. I would be really surprised. I'm still higher on the Bills than it sounds like you are. I expect them still to win that division unless Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers from 2 years ago. Then the Jets have the roster to go get it done. I question their coaching staff in New York.
I'd be more inclined to pick Miami to win the division.
I've said this a couple times already, but what you just said about the Bills is how a lot of people feel. And that's why I actually like Josh Allen as an MVP candidate this year in the betting markets, because the narrative is that he doesn't have the same weapons and all this. But if he goes out and puts up massive numbers again, I think he has that on his side. Lastly, on What's Trending, little news in the college football world. There's a report out there from On3 Sports that a group of five schools are exploring a postseason invitational for teams who don't make the college football playoff. They're NIT of football, if you will. We're already seeing the separation between the Power 5 and Group of 5, or Power 4 and Group of 5 anyway. So I guess this could make sense. I don't know what kind of intrigue the casual college football fan will have if we know you're playing for a championship that doesn't matter. It's just a hyped up bowl game. I know, Drew, we were going back and forth earlier. The college football playoff website does not specifically say Group of 5. Their way of saying it is the five conference champions. Well, there's not five conferences in Power 5, so that's how they're phrasing
it. The highest ranked group of five
is the fifth conference champion.
Yeah. So that, you're correct. They just, it doesn't actually say group of five.
Or if the Pac-12 had someone come out, you never know.
True. That's
Oregon
actually true.
Oregon State comes flying through.
They should have phrased it a little bit better for the confusion, because when you read it, it just looks like,
group of five anywhere.
Yeah.
But the group of five should get
that stink on them.
Group of five absolutely should get a spot, and they will. We'll see who it is.
If you're going to put 12 teams in the playoff, everyone knows in sports we love an underdog. Give us one to root for every year. There is no harm in a TV ratings perspective, because in the 1 year, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, I don't care when it is, when UMBC takes down Virginia, if 10 years from now Tulane wipes out Alabama, the number one seed or whatever, or it doesn't matter, they'd be taking on the number four, then it's going to be a huge story.
That is What's Trending here on 96.5 The Fan. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Reminder, coming up after us today, The Drive with C-Dot and Rob. They're going to have the mayor, Quinton Lucas, join them on the show to talk about what we discussed a little bit earlier in the show, which is the report of a potential new site being discussed by the Royals and maybe the city as well, right around Crown Center and Union Station, that Washington Park area. So they'll get some more details on that and the idea of perhaps bypassing the public on a vote for a potential Royal Stadium. So that's coming up this afternoon on The Drive. Back to the Chiefs, though, for a little bit. I understand the injuries can always shift your thought process and roles for certain players. So this is not a unique thing. But Dave Tobe had mentioned, Chief Special Teams Coordinator, that they could scale back how much they utilize Chiefs rookie Xavier Worthy on punt returns because of the Hollywood Brown injury. Worthy is the number one punt returner on this team, and I think that's a huge asset that he can bring to the table here.
Yeah, because of his athleticism, sure.
But this stinks if that's the case. I get the logic on one hand because you want to protect him if you're already down Hollywood Brown for a game or two or three.
But
we shall
see. But if Justin Watson's taking his snaps, then what's the difference?
It's still because they know, with all due respect to Justin Watson, they may trust him, but they know the explosiveness that something Worthy provides. Mecole Hardman would be returning punts in this scenario, which we kind of know what you expect out of that. You kind of know what you're getting. Whereas Worthy, the ceiling is higher, and I was thinking Worthy would have a chance to bring one back for a touchdown or so this year, and I don't think you're going to get that from anybody else.
So the one big takeaway from this, if you are a glass half full person, which I'd say I'm hit or miss.
What about today? Where are you at today after the? Is it full, empty? It's launch day for the station.
My vibe's up. Because of this station. Okay. We're a 96.5 The Fan. It took a ding because the boss blocked my song from playing on the air.
Yes.
Saying it would scare away fans of new fans of The Fan. Like I'm some sort of I dressed up like Pennywise at a kid's Halloween party that I was just going to terrify, have people running for the streets, never to listen to this station. If on one day, the first day that we're The Fan, I played a song about being the. Besides that, I can't get back.
You gotta
let it go.
Relax. Don't worry. The song will play down the road. Breath. Just not today. You're upset.
You
I know.
You should ask me about it again because now I'm getting fired up again.
I know you are.
So, no, the vibe. Like I would say, the easiest way to be optimistic about the Xavier Worthy thing is, I don't think, under normal circumstances, they would say that about a rookie wide receiver. They, at any point last year, they had injuries. They had people missing. Last year, they had, Chris Jones was out and Charles Amini who was out. And I don't even think they were saying the words, can't have Felix and Udika Uzama doing special teams. We might need him to be a defensive end. I don't think that's something they reiterate, which means Xavier Worthy is a big part of their plans. And the problem is, it's not even like in a regular state. We just know that their plan is to run Xavier Worthy in essentially wind sprints down the damn field so they can finally have something open in the middle of the field. And they don't want to risk any chance he wouldn't be on the field for that because the other guy who could run down the field really fast, effectively, is Hollywood Brown. They're talking about this from a deep threat
Correct.
Perspective, not a snap count perspective, in my opinion. They don't want their offense to fundamentally change.
I think that's part of it. I do think there is a chance, though, that maybe they, we had the discussion about Rashee Rice a year ago and how long it took for him to really become part of the offense, and they were forced to really use Rashee Rice at the point that they did. Maybe they do have earlier season plans for Worthy because of the Brown injury, even if Watson is primarily going to benefit if Brown misses multiple games or something like that, because I think we all agree that he's probably missing week one at minimum. And then the question is it 2, 3, 4 games for Hollywood Brown at this point? The other thing with Worthy, let's just be honest. Now, to his credit, during training camp, the one concern I had going in was, hey, could he keep that hamstring healthy? And knock on wood, he did. He made it through training camp. Hamstring was not a problem. He had strep throat for a couple days. Big deal. That was it. He didn't have a hamstring injury. But he's a skinnier wide receiver. The hamstring issue was an off-season issue for him. So that could also be part of this. That if we're going to give him some more snaps, perhaps, early in the year, more than we thought, we don't also want to jeopardize that by having him return a punt. I think there's a little bit of each point we've made here that probably has contributed to the decision. It sounds as if you have made if you're Dave Tope.
It's a little bit. I think honestly, part of it is I want the explosiveness everywhere. In the long run, how much time is Hollywood Brown really going to miss? Let's call it a month and be let's be glass half empty for the conversation for how long is he going to miss? A month? Well, in a month, how many punt returns are we talking about? We're risking 16 punt returns? I don't think if he's going to get hurt during that, he's going to get hurt in the snaps he's running deep. And so I'd rather just take the risk because I want the explosiveness. They drafted Xavier Worthy for his athleticism, for what he can bring from the talent perspective. I want that talent on the field as much as I can, especially in a weird way. It matters to me. The punt returns matter to me more early because the points might be more at a premium without the guy who would be expected to be your number one or number two wide receiver going into the year. Probably depends on where you on are Rice. I probably co-number ones. At this point, if Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice are healthy, they were thinking of them as equal contributors in this offense, right? Not Rice is R1, Hollywood's R2. They were probably thinking These are our ones.
Pretty even. And by the way, today's August 15th. This is my self-imposed deadline that the NFL clearly does not pay attention to. Where I said if Rice does not get suspended by today, they cannot suspend him, nor should they, before the start of the season.
So he's not getting suspended. They got asked about it. And Pro Football, Mike Florio, who I usually bag on this, he at least and some other people had the reporting. The league said, we're looking at the legal process. They told you they're not suspended.
Yeah.
They said, we're looking at the legal process.
Today, to me, was if we're talking about a long-term suspension, whether it's Rashee Rice or any player in the league, today should be the deadline of you actually having a 4+ game suspension. Otherwise, you got to wait till next year. And I feel like that's what's going to happen.
I don't know if this is a good question now or if it would be later, but would you rather Rashee Rice get suspended this year or next year? Where potentially you don't have Hollywood Brown anymore, and then you have to make up two wide receivers.
Always take the future. Anytime you can push a punishment down the road, you keep pushing down the road because you don't know what's going to happen, and you're going for a three-peat. Do you disagree, Cody, on that? I think absolutely. You always push the punishment down the road.
Yes, if you're the chief in the middle of back-to-backs, as long as you can, because what happens is the longer it gets, the further it gets away, the less the league has to make an example of you because nobody remembers what you did wrong. If it's a whole year later, they're like, we gave him three games. You're like, for that? That
matters
a year ago.
Yeah.
A bunch of other people got in trouble by then. They don't, the stink of it is off. It's just different. They just kind of like wash it away eventually, and nobody really cares anymore. So, I
hear what you're saying. You're just saying, like, hey, personnel-wise. But then I would argue, look, they're going to have to draft probably another wide receiver next year or whatever. But you're in the middle of a three-peat.
Is he really being year two?
You know what Rice is when he's available. You'll take that out there for 17 games. Absolutely. And at this point, I would be really surprised if he gets suspended. I think we're past the date of Rice being suspended in 2024. And I can tell you, if we find out a week before the season he's suspended for 8 games, oh boy, that's going to be a hell of a day.
Well, because it's
ridiculous.
I know this sounds like, because we've said it's unfair. They're like, unfair for a player to get suspended for. I understand, but you can't just, and this is the problem the league has gotten in before, and I think they're trying to get away from. The reason why their public statement was, we're waiting for the legal process, is because they got hammered for the way they handled things like Ezekiel Elliott, who technically faced zero legal ramifications for anything he was accused. None. Didn't pay a fine, nothing. And so he was acquitted and all, or whatever. I don't even know if it was that. The charges were dropped. He wasn't in any kind of legal trouble. So they got buried for just kind of blanketly suspending somebody over this. So they're kind of like, they like to wait for the legal process.
But they also don't, it's also true though, they don't have to wait for the legal process to play out.
Nope, I mean, that's whatever the hell they want.
So ultimately, the NFL could wake up tomorrow and decide, you know what, actually, we want to suspend. Like, it can change. It's ultimately Roger Goodell and I guess to a certain extent, the NFLPA, if they know a suspension's coming, they can try to negotiate on the player's behalf to lessen the punishment. But I think the Chiefs, week one against Baltimore, they may not have Hollywood Brown doing an injury, but I think Rashee Rice is on that football field.
Yeah.
Arrowhead on the banner unveiling.
I think so too. I don't think he's getting suspended this year. I think I said that like a month ago on this show. I don't remember. I wasn't that long ago.
First day of camp or something.
But somewhere around the way, I told you that between the people I had spoken to and the vibe around it, I just didn't think it was going to happen anymore. I thought the league had maybe just decided they were going to wait this one out, which means it's next year's problem, which is great. Because by then you'll have Xavier Worthy up and running, hypothetically. You'll have another time to draft another wide receiver. You'll have just a better sense of where you are. It's easier to cover the loss of Rashee Rice for a few games.
Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you here on 96.5 The Fan. Thanks for checking out the show. We got a new number, 913-586-7965. That's the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. So not only set the preset for 96.5, go ahead and switch out the phone number if you have the old phone number as well. 913-586-7965. Tomorrow on 96.5, Royals baseball. For the first time, you'll hear it on 96.5 The Fan. When the Royals pick it up after a day off today. Yesterday was pretty clear. You had to have it from Cole Reagans. And your ace looked like an ace. The pieces that are required for this team to stay in the current playoff spot that they have right now. Cole Reagans being an ace. Bobby Wood Jr. playing like an MVP. Both those things happened yesterday.
They did.
Sometimes it is that simple.
Vinny had a timely hit.
It was nice to see Vinny get going and snap out of the little funk. So that was a positive. But it can be summed up sometimes, and it puts it huge amount of pressure, no doubt, on Reagans and Bobby Wood Jr., but Bobby seems to embrace that to this point in his
career.
And
Reagans seems to have, yeah. I mean, the last like three starts, they've desperately needed him to come through, and he has, hasn't he?
I mean, those are the two guys why, if you ask me why am I most confident they still make the playoffs, the same kind of question Vern was talking with us in the noon hour, Josh Fournier, Royals Insider. It's Cole Reagans and Bobby Wood Jr.
I think what's really stood out about Reagans is the confidence he gives me if they do make the playoffs. Is that Cole Reagans is a gamer. They have been in up it. I mean, two weeks in a row, they were losing to the teams either directly below them or directly above them in the playoff standings right now. And Lugo and Singer both got beat. I would say this week they got their ass kicked. A week ago they just didn't have their best starts. And it was all on Reagans in a day game to come through, and he did. It's the reason why I think Vern said he was the number one starter, but it is very important that Reagans continues to pitch at this level. Now, the same feeling applies. Next week, they'll be in a three-game series, and it'll be Singer, Lugo, and Reagans again. And I'm going to say the same thing I said this week. You got to win two out of three some of those times. Maybe if it's not the Yankees on the road. Maybe if it's not, depending on the opponent, maybe I don't feel as strongly. I'd like them to win that. But they got to be more competitive in the two games they were with those two starting. But Reagans was the savior. And Bobby Wood Jr. had no business. He is starting to hit home runs that he has no business hitting. And, you know, we can go back to the whole MVP thing and why I still think it should be Bobby Wood Jr., even though Aaron Judge continues to hit home runs.
Judge is probably going to win it, but yeah.
It's stupid because somebody just released the stats on how many home runs Aaron Judge would have if he played at Kauffman Stadium and how many Bobby Wood Jr. had if he played at Yankee Stadium. And they're like 8 home runs apart. So before you start just telling me that that's the end-all be-all, his little dumb Cracker Jack box of a stadium helps Aaron Judge, and everybody knows it helps Aaron Judge. And sometimes I don't know why we don't factor that in for baseball specifically. In football, you got to go 100 yards. You got to go 100 yards up and down. It's the same width. It's the same length. The parameters are kind of the same. Also, Juan Soto hits behind Aaron Judge. I'm not saying Vinny's not a good, you know, like, he just got a better lineup. I got a $300 million payroll. It doesn't matter. I don't want to get back in the MVP stuff. It annoys me that we don't factor in everything that takes place for an MVP.
Well, I told you, I mean, I agree with 99% of what you've been saying.
You're
about
just saying
this.
You also think Aaron Judge will win, which is
because I think the defensive stuff should matter. And obviously, Bobby Wood Jr. does stuff that Aaron Judge just doesn't in the field. Yep. But I ultimately think, whether we think it's fair or not, it's going to not only come down to the home run numbers for a lot of voters, but if the Yankees win the AL East and the Royals are just a wild card team, that will hurt him, fair or not. Like that's the struggle. I said a month ago, I think for Bobby Witt to outdo Aaron Judge in MVP voting, I think the Royals would have to win the American League Central.
What if they're both wild card teams? Because that's still more than plausible for the Yankees.
I think the Royals have to win the division for Bobby to win MVP. Whether we think that, yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you that it's dumb, but I think we just know how these awards go votes and big, you know, big market and voters are not, you know, they don't view it the same way, even though the AL Central has also been so competitive this year. This is not even a case of dominating bad competition. They're in one of the best divisions in baseball. Three teams from the AL Central.
The best division in baseball based on record. The White Sox in this division.
Three teams. Yeah, that hurts. But three teams from the division could make the play. As of right now, three teams from this division would be in the postseason. The Guardians would be the division winner. The Twins would be the second wild card. And the Royals would be the third wild card.
Do you see the White Sox are so bad that they're lowering their season ticket price for next year? Do you know how bad? Do you know
good for them.
Do you know how bad you have to be for a professional sports franchise to be like, you know what we're going to do next year? Make tickets cheaper. What?
They won't have anybody there if they don't. And even then, why would you buy White Sox season tickets? Ugh.
They're going to make their tickets cheaper. Whites, I mean, you just love misery. Just hate.
When's not the last time? It's not like it's the Cubs where, I just like going to Wrigleyville and I was just there a year ago. It's not in a great neighborhood.
Is it still Guaranteed Rate Stadium or is it called something else?
Yes.
Or is it USAA?
No, it was US Cellular before they called it the Cell.
I think you might be
then
right.
Then they changed it to Guaranteed Rate and we all laughed because their logo was an arrow pointing down.
I believe it's Guaranteed Rate.
Which is a terrible logo.
Guaranteed
for a
Rate
stadium.
Field, I believe.
They haven't been relevant since 2007?
Man, I don't know. It's been way too long since the White Sox, man.
They are a mess. That's for sure.
Royals, and I love it.
Back at it tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, we'll also have Nate Taylor join us in the 1 o'clock hour for a renamed 1 o'clock hour. Club 610 revamped tomorrow, right here on 96.5 The Fan. C-Dot and Rob join you guys next here on 96.5 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.